Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph.
Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the final weekend of July. As I speak to you now from my hometown in Japan, it is incredibly hot and humid. I feel I have been saying the same thing for the past few weeks, but the heat is so intense that I cannot help repeating it. Sometimes I try to imagine that it is in the middle of the winter and see if that makes me feel cooler. I picture a thick layer of snow outside and recall the memory of the coldest day from the latest winter in Ottawa. There was a day when the temperature hit minus 30 Celsius, and even with my best winter jacket and winter hat and gloves, I was still shivering to my bones. I remember how uncomfortable it was walking down the street that day. Doing this mental exercise on a day when the temperature is above 35 Celsius feels almost impossible. But when I do it, the heat outside seems to lose power over my body, at least for a few moments. Do you also have a mental trick that you play on your mind when the weather around you gets unbearably uncomfortable? Today, I am taking you to another childhood memory of mine. This is a memory from my kindergarten's sport festival that took place in autumn. When we were little, we used to look at things very differently from adults, and some sceneries that we saw through our young eyes are preserved in our mind even after we became adults. Today's story is one of such sceneries. I wonder what wondrous scenery you saw as a child might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it.
Dinosaur Egg, an unexpected secret. I am 5 years old in this memory, attending my kindergarten sport festival. The middle section of the sport festival is dedicated to various kinds of fun races. One of them is a race that we do with our fathers. This is the first time we run this race, and we do not yet know what exactly will happen in the race. You are now going on an adventure to find dinosaur's egg, our head teacher explains to us. It's going to be a dangerous journey, I must tell you. Why? Several of us ask at the same time. Because there will be dinosaurs. See, they are already waiting to eat you. She points her finger to the other side of the ground, where large creatures, seemingly made of cardboards, are roaming around. The eggs you need to retrieve are on the other side of those dinosaurs. Good news is that there's a way to make them fall asleep. What is it? Somebody asks. Well, you make them eat a special pebble. Just before you meet the dinosaurs, pick one pebble from the pool and put it in their mouth. Then you can pass safely. I love this kind of mission. I cannot wait to start this adventure. I will be the first to come back with the dinosaur's egg. You'll have to collaborate with your fathers to successfully accomplish this mission, our teacher concludes. and we all line up at the start point. The pistol sounds, and my father and I start the race with my friends and their fathers. In no time, we come to the pebble pool. It is so close to the dinosaurs that teachers who stand nearby warn us to be very quiet. You don't want to draw their attention. I pick up a pebble in my hand, which is actually made of rolled paper. Next, my father puts me on his shoulders so that I can throw the pebble in a dinosaur's mouth. There are several dinosaurs, but because there are many of us egg hunters, we each only need to focus on one dinosaur. When I sit on my father's shoulders, my face comes above the dinosaur's head in front of me, and I get a glimpse of the dinosaurs inside. What I find there is most unexpected. I see somebody's mother inside, operating the cardboard dinosaur. Gazing at the top of her head, I almost forget what I have been told to do. "Have you thrown your pebble yet?" My father's voice grabs me out of stupor. "It's getting heavy here. Do it quickly." So I throw the paper pebble into the cardboard dinosaur, operated by somebody's mother. I'm not sure if it made the dinosaur sleep, since she's clearly awake. But a voice says from behind that the dinosaurs are now all asleep and that we must hurry. We all run to the bush, which is made of a cardboard and hides a pool of dinosaur eggs. "Pick one and run," a teacher instructs us from somewhere nearby, "before they awaken." The egg seems to have different sizes. I pick the largest one before we start running again. "Somebody's mother was in the dinosaur," I tell my father as we run toward the goal point hand in hand. "Isn't that strange? Why is anybody in there?" The race is over, and I am left with a dinosaur egg. The content of the egg turns out to be a football. I do not play football, but I love cuddling round objects. Now, whenever I cuddle this ball, I'll be recalling this mysterious race and somebody's mother's head I saw from the top of my father's shoulders.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.